that the mevazviz, that means they go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says, Kerim din aviyam, shekashaboyim ladoyna maimrim lefonov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to give them the punishment, they argue back to Hashem. Aimrim, they say like this lefonov. Since you're going to pay them back to Rishoyim anyway and get in Gehenim, you're going to give them the punishment. If so, how come you like knocked out the teeth now? In other words, Rashi says, like how come you gave them also sometimes the punishment by Lamazir? That's what these ketanim that don't have trust in Hashem like argue back to Hashem. Omer Rabbi Loi ben Yevarchuya. El molet filosoi shel David, if not for the tefillah of David HaMelech, ho yukol Yisrael moichru revav. His old Jews would be poor and would have to be selling dirty shmatis. Moichru revav, Rashi says, revav u David miyus, a disgusting thing, of going chela v'shuman v'nidbar to begodim. Like dirty clothing that have spots of oil on it. Who sells these things? Only a poor person. So if it wouldn't have been for David HaMelech's tefillah, prices all Jews would be poor. Shemar HaPosuk says, she saw Hashem marul hem. David HaMelech was mispalel that Hashem should show them the right way. That David was mispalel that Jews, the Klai Yisrael, should not be poor. But rather Hashem should show them the right way, like even in Tzchir and business, how to become a dick. So it's because of David HaMelech's tefillah that we're able to have a panosa. V'yomar Rabbi lo yibar yivarchuya. Ilmol leitz filosa shach Havakuk. If not for the tefillah of the Novi Havakuk, ho yubeis talmidei chachomim mischasim metalas achas. Again, also, talmidei chachomim would have been very poor. That two of them would have to share one coat. The Yoskim Batorah, and they would still be learning Torah. So Rashi says, Meschasim Metalas Achas, Mishumayni. If it wouldn't have been for the Tefillah of Chavakuk, they would have been very poor, and they would have had to share two people one clothing. Shinam, the Pasuk says, Hashem, Shomati, Shimacho, Yoresi. Hashem, Polcho, the Kerev, Shonim, Chayayu. I mean, in front of two of them, they kept them alive. Sa'al tikra b'kerav shnayim ela b'korav shnayim means without his tefillah, the two of them would have been close together. In other words, they would have, like we're saying now, they wouldn't have clothing, they would have to share the same coat. So if not for his tefillah, they would have been learning mamish close together. So because of his tefillah also, they had a little more havrocha. V'yomer Rabbi Loi ba yivarchuya. Shnei tamidei chachamim. You have two tamidei chachamim. Hamahal chim b'derech is going on the road. V'yein b'neim divrei Torah, and they're not talking and learning. Is ruyinly sarif yesh. They're fit to be burnt up in fire for this, for the fact that they're walking on the streets and they're not talking and learning. Shneim the pasuk says, v'ahi heim hochim holach v'daber v'ne rechavesh. They were like walking, and there was a rech of a fire came by them. So Mar says, time madika dibur. Only because they had dibur, that's why the fire didn't affect them. Holeka dibur, they did not have the dibur with them, royally sorif, then they should have been burnt up. So Rashi says, Heim hochim hiluch v'dibur, v'dibrei Torah v'liyo v'alisha ksiv. Eliyo and Elisha was walking, instead they were talking and learning in Torah. So by them was just the rechadesh that didn't bother them. But mashmer, if not for the dibrei Torah, was royally sorif. Rashi says, Shamanas Kain Buha Rechav Eshalayim. That's why the fire was going to come to them. But the fact they was learning Torah, it didn't affect them. V'yomer Rebbe Lo Yibar Yivarchachya. Shnei Talmid Chachamim. Hadorim V'yirachas. You have two Talmid Chachamim living in the same city. V'yeinoichim Zeh L'Zeh Balocha. So I don't talk and argue together in learning, in Halacha. They don't ask one another. Is Echad Neis V'yechad Goyla. One will die, and one will have to go to Golis. In other words, like Rashi says, it means Echad Meis Taidei Chaveroi. Shehog will b'shoigeg. Will come out, one is going to kill the other one b'shoigeg. And therefore, the locker is, if you kill somebody b'shoigeg, you have to go to Golis. V'zeh gerdel yara miklet. You have to go to yara miklet. V'yemein kan misa, simon the misa. The Golis, simon the Golis. Shechad Meis, v'echad gerdel. That's the simon here. Shehem and the Apostle says, lonus shomer, that by the Ori miklet, That's where the tzech has to run. Hashayitzach esreiv of lidach, that he killed his friend without knowing about it. And we dash in v'yein das el Torah. What does bavli das mean? True, it means not willingly, but we also dash means because of no Torah. Shneim the pasuk says nidmu ami nebli hadas. An am was without das, without Torah. The Rashi says ashlo hoyulem das lias malamdim ze ze lemedim ze mize. They weren't able to teach one another. So the kitzur, that's the pasuk here saying lo neshama ratzach asher yitzach. Yes, Reyev of Lidas, because you come to kill your friend because you didn't learn Torah together. Om Reb Yehuda Brei de Rab Chia, Kol Tamad Chochom O Isik Ba Torah, Mitech Adchak, any Tamad Chochom that learns Torah even though he's very poor, doesn't have enough to live on, is Tfilos and Ishmas. Such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will listen to his Tfilah. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Kiyam Betzion Yeshev, Yerushalayim Bocho Lesivcheh, Chonoin yochnecho lekel zakechom ki shamat k'mashrosoi onoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to your tefillahs. So Rashi says, Kiyam betzion yeshev means elu yoshva yeshivas Torah. People are sitting and learn Torah. And it says the pasuk, Chonoin yochnecho lekel zakechom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to you. Ha'ksiv Vasri, it says afterwards, V'nosen Hashem lechem lechem tzar amayim lechatz. That even though mashma, that we're talking about people that have the mezonos very hard, and afal became even so, Rashi says, the yoshev oisik b'torah, such a person, when he davens to Hashem, the pasuk says, yochnecho lekel zakecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to his tefillos. Revi Yavu oimer, mashbiyin oisoi miziv shchina. They'll also feed him, he'll be zoichet to have a lot of shchina on him. Shinemar, the pasuk says, at the end of this pasuk, v'ho yu'enecho royes esmerecho, he'll be zeichet to see the Shechina, Reyes and Recha. We say it goes on your Rebbe, but what did he with Dashin now? It goes upon the Shechina. That's such a Talmud Chacham that learns Torah, even though it's hard to Parnasa, he'll be zeichet to see the Shechina. Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina Omar Afein HaParagud Nila Bufonov. Like the door upstairs, and there's no mechitzas, nothing stopping between him and the Shechina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinem the Pasuk says, Lo Yikonef Oid Merecha. Like Rashi, lo yischasim imchom. It won't be hidden or covered up from you. Merecha means the Shechina. To such a person that learns Torah, even though it's hard to panosa. But then the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Reb Yeshua, Meyoyim Shecharu Beis Hamikdash, the time of the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, there was a klola going on every day. Every day there was a klola, he said. And Yoyim Shein by klola, V'lo Yorad Atal Lebrocha, V'nito Tama Peris. It was a klol every day, and it was taken away that the dew did not give a bracha, and it was taken away the time, the good taste of Paris. Gemara says, Omar Rava, v'chol yoyim v'yoyim meruba ki ulasa meshech averoi. Means every day the klol of the curse is worse than yesterday. So chorus meichin vei, how do we live? Gemara, Shenem, the Pasuk says, ba'boike t'yoma me'yitei nerif. In the morning you're going to say, who's going to give me evening? Or the era of time and evening, you're going to say, who's going to give me the morning? Meyitein boiker. So tomorrow, hi boiker, which morning are we talking about? Ilayim boiker l'mocha tomorrow, miyoidim I have it, do we know what's going to be tomorrow? El the cholof, el means what happened, what passed. So in other words, it means that the klol of today is worse than the klol of yesterday. So every day the klol gets worse and worse. So Gemara asks, if so, the yel al mu'amako mekayim, how does the world exist then? If every single day the klolos comes so worse, the curses are worse and worse, how do we exist? With what schus? So Gemara says, Akedusha de Sidra. The Kedusha we say will soon see by the Sidra. The Yahesh me Rabba Tiagarata. Not that we answer Kaddish after we have learned Hagarata. After the Rav gives a drosha, they say a Kaddish. And yet, some Yeshua Rabba, this chus there, the world is miskayim. Shinem, the pasuk says, Eretz, a foso, k'may oifel samavis, v'loy sedorim. The reason why the world would be destroyed, like, because they have no sedorim. Hoye sedorim, or if there would be sedorim, then tofiyah may oifel, they'll be saved. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a kedusha, this idra? Rashi says, say the kedusha, the way we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Shlatiknu elish yekol yisro leiskin batarim b'chol yoyim. Dov emuit. Shoyim ekriyosa v'tagumai. we say the Kri and the Targum, the same of all the Tzion. V'hein koiskim b'Torah, it's like we're learning Torah also. V'chivon shenoyig b'chol Yisroel b'tamideihim, u'v'yamoritz. Everybody is knowing to say of all the Tzion, v'yesh kan shtayim, kedushas Hashem. V'tamud ha-Torah, it's like we're saying kedushas Hashem. We'll be in the Kaddish Hashem Hashem, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And we're also saying the Targum after it also, which is like learning Torah, so you have both together. It's chavavu, it's very dear. V'chein yehesh me rabba, mevorach. When we answer this, shayinim acher hagoda shadrosha, shadash and dorsha barabim. When the Rav gives the drosha barabim, v'chol Shabbos, hayunoygin kain, v'shomayu nikbotzim kolom l'shmai l'fishayna yem shamlacha. Everybody used to come together to hear the drosha on Shabbos. It wasn't the day they had to work. So now that everybody together, again, so after the drosh, after the Torah, they would say Yehesh Merabah, they would say Kaddish, Yehesh Kan Torah, the Kiddush Hashem. Again, there's these two things together. There's Torah and there's a Kiddush Hashem together. That's what keeps the world together. So Dorm Rashi says, Sidrei Parshiyos Torah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo Yoreh Tal L'Vrocha. That the dew won't come down anymore with the bracha. And benito tam peris. Tanya we learned. We have a shem ben Elazar Weiner. Tahira botla tam v'reich. That when it was taken away, tyra from Klai Yisrael, we lost the taste of the good peris. Maisa, when it was mevatol, maisa from Klai Yisrael, has bitul shum and dogma. Was taken away also the fat of the dogma of the wheat, also the fruit, the peris are not so good anymore. Rav Huna was going in Ashkach to Mesodeh Chininusa. He found a very geshmake, good date. His shokle took it, korchav his dure, he wrapped it around in his handkerchief. Also, Rabbi Brace, his son Rabbi Cain, Amalei, the son said, Marchino Recho de Chininusi, I smell something very, very good by you. His Amalei said, Vini Tahiri Yeshbecho, you must have sheches to the mead of Tyra. Therefore, you smell this good time of the Paris. His Yivnan Alei, so he gave it to his son. Rav Huna gave his son this good date. Hadochi, right away, Osa Abba, pray, his son Abba came. His grandson came. His son's son. Shoklei, so the son Rabba took it, and Yivnan Alei gave it to his own son. So Amalei, so the father now, said, Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, Amalei Bini, Simachtes Libi, you made my heart happy, but Vikisa Yashini, you'll knock out my teeth. And Haim of the Yamish is what people say. Rach made, in other words, I felt very good when I saw you had the meat of Tyra. But it hurts me now that the choshev thing that I gave you, you right away gave it away to your own son. You didn't keep it for yourself. And Haim of the Yamish is what people say. Rach made the Yabo Abnei. A father has Rachmanis upon his son. But Rach made the Bnei. Who does the son have Rachmanis on? Abnei the Hevilei. On his own children. A son has Rachmanis on his son, even though the father gave to his son, the son gives to his own son. Rav Acher by Yaakov, Itzvul Beib, Rav Yaakov, Babrati. Rav Yaakov was taking care of his daughter, his sister's son, Rav Yaakov. Kigoda, when he raised him, Omalei, he said, Ashki Yamaya, please get me some water. Omalei, so the son said back to him, La Brecha, no, I'm not your son, don't bother, I'm not Mechuyiv, Mitzvah Kibra Veim, you're not my real father. Rashi says, V'yein olay l'chavdecho keben, I'm not mechuyiv to give you respect like a ben. And behind the Yom Rishon is what people say, Rebbe, Bab Ratzchano, like father, leave me alone. I'm not your son, I'm your sister's son. And since I'm your sister's son, I'm not mechuyiv in kibbutz aveim like a regular son. Sometimes you say, what a grandson is, you're mechuyiv in kibbutz aveim. But it's not the same chiyuv. The same chiyuv as the father you don't have to the grandfather. There's a vada, there's a mitzvah kibbutz also, but not the same chiyuv. Mishnah says, "Bepulma shelas pesmainus." By the mechama, there this war of pesmainus is gozer made exera. Then Rashi says this was the chel shevius pesmainus ayushlayim. When as pesmainus came to conquer Yerushalayim, we came with his army. So chom then made exera la teras chasanim that a chosan should not wear a special crown for yal eris and a special also eris. We'll see in the Gemara what it is. The Pulma shel Titus, when Titus of Russia came to fight, Gozwell Ataros Kalos, they took away the Atorah, the crown of Akala. Veshloyum Adodim as born of Yivonis, a person should not teach his son Greek. The Pulma shel Achron, in the last war, Gozwell made Xerish for Tetsi Akala of Apurion. Akala should not go outside the Apurion
That type of canopy they used to put upon them. Let's see. What's Rashi saying? You know, the type of canopy they used to have like a covering over. So they stopped doing that. We'll see in the Gemara. It was like preachers to do that. For the others, Rabbanim were matir to say no, the Kali is allowed to walk out with this in the middle of the city. Mishemesh Rab Meir, Meir was mace, botlu moishle misholim. It stopped the people that gave misholim to tell people like the Divrei Chochma to say a moshel about the things. Mishemesh Ben Azai, botlu ashakdonim. When Ben Azai was mace, was botlin of asmoda, shakdonim means that sat mamash and learned Torah yom of alayla. Mishemes ben Zoyma botla dashonim. He was a big dashonin. He was botla the Indian of dashonim. Mishemes of Kiva botla kovra Torah. Was lost to kovra Torah. Mishemes of Mechanina ben Doisa botla anshe meisa. It stopped the people had tremendous meisim toivim. Mishemes Reb Yosi katnusa is poskul chasidim. He was the last one of the chasidim. V'lo manikra shmoi katnusa. Why was he called the small one? Shoy katnusa shoy chasidim. He was the smallest one of the chasidim. But he was the last one of the real chasidim. That was Reb Yosi. Mishemesh Reb Yechonim et Zakai botu ziva chokma. He was taken away this famous shine of chokma. Mishemesh Reb Gamliel Azokain botu kovra Torah. Was taken away kovra Torah. V'mesa Tyra stopped also Tyra or Precious. Or Mishemes of Yishmael ben Povi is Gotla Ziva Kuna, was taken away the Shenka, the niceness of Kuna. And Mishemes Rebbe Gotla Anov of Yerushait. Rebbe was the last one to have the tremendous meat of Anov and Yerushait. The Mishnah goes on, that Pinchas ben Yoyer, Oimer, Mishachor Beis Amigdish, when the Beis Amigdish was Chorav, is Boishu Chaverim or Bnei Chaverim. Started to have Busha a little bit, the Chaverim to the Bnei Chaverim. They had to cover up the head. It was taken away. It stopped right at the Anshe Maisa. The Rashi says, means Chofer Hashem had to cover the heads. That the Yazeponim were over them. The Govru Obali is right. The people were very strong. Obali Losh, the people used to talk bad things. Nobody asked anymore from Klal Yisrael. They didn't ask them. They wore Mespala Rachmim on them. They didn't ask any questions. And therefore the Mishnah says in such a way, in such a time, who do we have to rely on? Our only answer is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have laws HaGod Loimem, Miyoyim Shechor Beis Amigdash, Shiroi Chachimo Lemehevei Kisafroya. The Chomim came to be like regular Malamde Tenoikis. And the Malamda Tinoikas came like the Chazma, like the Shamash of the Shul. The Chazona Kiyam Yadarya. And the Chazma came like regular Amoritz. The Yama the Arya Osla, even the Amoritz went away. Those kids of the Duras were coming Shvachar and Shvachar. Osla.